Thank you, Father. Thank you for your goodness, Father. Thank you for all this great love. And it's all because of Jesus. Lord, we're thankful that you brought us here today, God, to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God, thank you for that singleness of heart, Lord. Thank you that you've caused us to be a people that know that it is all by grace. Lord, thank you that we praise you for your grace. Thank you that we worship you because of grace. Thank you, Lord, that you lead us because of your grace. God, thank you that you'd never leave us nor forsake us because of grace. Lord, we're just overwhelmed with you because you're so gracious, Lord. Lord, we're before your throne receiving mercy right now. And oh, do we need mercy. Lord, the undeserved favor. God, the unmerited love. All we can do is say thank you. Lord, enlighten us. Illuminate us to how great a love with we are loved. We thank you for this time that we can come and please you, Lord. That you're increasing our faith. We're hearing your word. We're growing in the confidence and the boldness of your love toward us. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open our Bibles today to Luke chapter 1. We're going to read some Christmas time things today. The announcement to Mary that she's going to give birth to the Savior. We'll start reading from verse 26, Luke chapter 1. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost. Isn't that something? You're saying to him today, How shall that be? How are we going to do this, Lord? There it is, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. O John the Baptist. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Listen to that. He's speaking to you. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. And entered in unto the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come unto me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Now this is rich. I'm telling you, the announcement of the Savior's birth to Mary, this is rich. So many treasures here, but the treasure we're going to dwell in today is right there in that 45th verse. Let's read it again. And blessed is she that believed. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And this is the mother lode today, brothers and sisters. Blessed is she that believed. Now let that thrill your hearts. My goodness, God is speaking to us. Blessed is she that believed. Now sure, on the surface, brothers and sisters, this is speaking to Mary here and the wonderful faith that God had graced her with to believe Him. But the depths here is her. There she is again. It's her, brothers and sisters, over and over throughout the Word of God. He is thinking of her. He is speaking to her. And He is wooing her. Whether it was in the Song of Solomon, that Shulamite. Oh, what a lovely she. Or how about the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. All the way through, even up into Revelation 21. There she is, the bride adorned, descending from heaven. Oh, she's got the glory of God. Over and over and over, brothers and sisters, she is none other than the bride, the Lamb's wife. That had to be something, Mary, to believe the angel of the Lord speaking to her. Could you imagine that? She knew, naturally speaking, this was an impossibility that was going to happen. That she was just even going to give birth was beyond. They didn't have in vitro back then, huh? They didn't realize they had something way beyond that. God was going to show it to her, huh? Think of these things. See man's foolishness? Man's wisdom is foolishness to God. He has already so far beyond, don't ever think that you're anything. He's everything. Now, she had to get some faith, didn't she? By the grace of God, grace had to seize her and say, nothing's impossible for the Lord. And blessed is she that believed. And blessed is she that believed that's going to win Him. Because, brothers and sisters, we are brought into a message, into a visiting of the Lord, in the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that's an impossibility even way beyond giving birth and knowing no man. Oh, amen. But we're talking about the God that nothing's hard. We're saying here, this is the God that nothing's impossible for Him. And He set out a plan. And that plan is to grow up a readied wife that's going to rule and to reign jointly with Him and to share His glory and to share His throne and to share His splendor for the ages to come. It's going to be the exceeding riches of His grace, and it's going to be to she that believed. Oh, amen, amen it is. Now this is to us, brothers and sisters, the blessed believers. Be a blessed believer today. You already are blessed. You're already blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. He could not bless you anymore. Apprehend the grace of God and believe Him. And oh my goodness, He will perform to will and to do of His good pleasure in your life. A performance of all those things which were told her from the Lord. Do you realize that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do you realize, as we sang and the sister worshiped and on Friday night, I couldn't get it off my heart, He that is faithful and true. It is impossible for Him to lie. When He says something, that's what it is. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, in this Word of God, it is so magnificent, the things that He is bringing us into and all of the things that He has told us. And He will perform those things into she that believes. Are you going to believe Him? The Word works effectually in who? and him that believeth. It's readied. Do you see this word? It's like right before you. And it's readied to happen. It wants to happen in your life. It's attentive. It's just looking for the words where you say, Jesus, come in. I want this. I want it. I realize you want it more for me than I could ever want it. And the faith, the size of the grain of a mustard seed, the little seed, microscopic. And he'll bring it to pass. We don't need to parade around and make a great event about anything, do we? Because you know what? That's never going to bring it in anyways. He saw all those ones pass by striking their chests, seeing how much they gave and how much they did. And there was a sweet woman that no one noticed, that everybody passed by. Brothers and sisters, glory in the Lord if you're passed by today. Don't feel sorry for yourself. You just might be highly esteemed to God. I can't tell you. I can't feel sorry for you. I can only glory for you. You want to be passed by man. I better stay with it here. Now you think of all the things that you are told. And by faith they're going to be performed in you. Huh? Oh, yes. And I got to tell you something before we go on. So many things the Lord revealed in this precious passage to me. Now, there are quite a few. And some very big organizations that get into this portion of Scripture. And they take that 28th verse. And the Lord encouraged me to bring this out. He did. So you get some Bible study too. Isn't that wonderful? And specifically in that 28th verse, those words, highly favored. Now these organizations, and what it is it's just spiritual wickedness in high places. I'm just going to tell you that, okay? Let's just call it what it is. And what they have done, brothers and sisters, is they've let the enemy get a hold of this, and it started to spring up the praise and the worship of a dear sister in the Lord who would call it just what it is today. It's an abomination. Let me tell you, my dear sister Mary, who gave birth to my wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I believe by His grace continued to run the race, to finish with joy. Understood that her blessing, as I'm going to tell you here in a minute, is with us in Christ. It wasn't because of this event. She was thankful that God showed great grace upon her. Showed that He's a God of miracles. And God can use anything that He wants. Even a vessel that had not known a man. Honey, I love you. Believe me. I've given you the grace to accept this. And I'm going to bring forth through you the Son of God. Now that's exciting stuff. That's amazing. And this word in the Greek, highly favored, it's called charitou. C-H-A-R-I-T-O-O, charitou. It means compassed with favor, to honor with blessing. And as a sister said over here just a moment ago, much graced. I like that. I understand them words. Much graced. Yeah. But that word, charitou, is found in the Word of God three times. Three times. All right? Here's the first one. And it just so happens, I want you to turn over to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. And in this little verse, the other two times it's found. All right? Now let's read this together. And we've read this and rejoiced in this and continue to rejoice in this time and time again. To the praise of the glory of His grace. That's what we praise, isn't it? Nothing that we could ever bring Nothing that we could ever do. It's the grace of God. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Okay. In the Greek, here's the two words. The two more times that much grace is found. Hath made, the word is charitu. Accepted, the word is charitu. So let's go back and read this, how actually it's interpreted. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath much graced us, and much graced us in the Beloved. Now, brothers and sisters, the reason I am bringing this out, I am thankful for my sister Mary. And she was much graced once. But do you realize that us in Christ has a double portion of this much graced? Do you realize that? And there is only one and one alone to be worshipped, and that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is so awesome, brothers and sisters. We are so much graced. We are so blessed. We have been called into this wonderful message. And I am happy for my sister, but thanks be to God that us in Christ is receiving the double portion today. And rightfully dividing the word of truth, brothers and sisters, is essential. Do not try to make something out of the word of God that is not there. Idolatry is deadly. It's deadly every time. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear Him! Hear Him, brothers and sisters. It's in the Word of God. Now, Mary was blessed just as we are blessed today. God's grace told her to believe something that was absolutely impossible, but yet in simplicity, she just believed God, that with Him there's nothing impossible. Now, why can't we get over that? Well, that just happened back in old town Bethlehem. That just happened back in Egypt when Moses happened to be there. Because it had to do something with Moses, and it had to do something with Mary because they were such special people. Moses angered the Lord because of his unbelief. Do you realize that? He said to Moses, you know what, you're going to lead my people out of Egypt. Me? Now, he kind of got it because he did believe it. He said, you know, I trust you, God. You can do that. But you know what? I'm not an eloquent speaker. I'm slow to speak. You know what he was saying? I'm a stutterer. Probably so. God was angry. He was so angry, wasn't he? Says, okay, I'm still going to do it. Brothers and sisters, I want the double portion. How about you? Huh? I don't want to just behold the glory. I want to be in the midst of the glory. Isn't that wonderful? And God is bringing that us to it. I'm telling you. The thing is it's not about us. It's not about me. I don't want to be magnified. But I want Him magnified in me. And He looks at me and I say, oh gosh, Lord, how could You love me like that? He said, I love You more. But now I'm starting to say by the Spirit, oh no, I think I love You too. Isn't that awesome? Oh, He loves to be loved. Oh, He loves to be loved. And I'm thankful God's bringing that in. But the purpose of faith, brothers and sisters here, for our text, was to bring forth the Son of God. That was the purpose for that faith. And the purpose for today's faith is to prepare a wife, a readied wife for the Lamb. That's the purpose for right now. This is what we're talking about. See, for right then, the purpose of that faith for that woman was to believe God to bring forth the Son of God. And God has told you specifically the faith that He wants you to have is He wants to prepare you to be the wife for Jesus Christ. Do you know that? Do you believe that? That is the Word of God. I'm not telling you something that's not the Word of God. This is it. This is the age that we live in. This is the very purpose and plan of God. And this is what He is searching for. This is the pearl of great price. This is what He is giving everything for. And this is what He is purposing in us in Christ today. And we have got to get with it, brothers and sisters. I have kept the faith. Isn't that a wonderful statement? the precious moment of faith. Just as the precious moment of faith of hers was to believe that. And that's the only faith that counts, brothers and sisters. The faith that is needed right now. It's not the faith of my past. It's not the faith of the future. It's the faith of believing right now. See, the devil wants to get you caught up into all these things. I just commit that other stuff to God. He's taken care of it in His Word. He's given us Romans 8:28 for all the past stuff, didn't He? Yes, He did. Immediate. And that's immediate. To be called according to the purpose of God is to love Him, to believe Him. And that faith is for you right now. All right? I have kept thee faith. I love that. I have kept the word of thy patience. Oh, those are some mighty things. And Paul said, brothers and sisters, if we will keep the faith, if we will fight the good fight of faith, if we will finish the course of faith, you too will wear a crown of righteousness with me. Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Now, some of you know that I'd been away. What a trip that was to Kansas City. And what a profitable trip. Praise God. How awesome. So many things along the way. And if the Lord tarry, I'm sure there's many a sermon to come out. But one of the highlights is Brother Herbie Hill. Just a precious brother in the Lord. He is Brother Hill's nephew. And we got to fellowship. And he told me a sweet story of when he gave his heart to the Lord, how he came to Jesus. And how that worked was, he went out to hear Brother Hill. And he said, I went out to that meeting that day to hear old Uncle D preach about the rich man and Lazarus. That was the sermon that was there that day. And so he heard that, and he listened to that. And he said to himself, as he sat there in his big old overalls, and he's got this white beard, I'm telling you, if he just had a red suit and a hat, he's the perfect Santa. So there's your picture. Beautiful man. Big. But he said, I heard that sermon of the rich man and Lazarus. And he said, you know what? He said to myself, he said, you know, I need that. And bang! He was saved. It was just that way. And then he said, you know, I think I need to go hear some more. And so he went and he heard another sermon and another sermon. And he realized that salvation was just the beginning. He heard about being filled with the Holy Spirit. He heard that Jesus Christ is going to have a bride and that God wanted him to be in it. And just as it was with salvation, he said, I need that. And God brought it in. Just like that, sitting in that little chair. All those things going on in his life, I couldn't even tell you. All the glory that God has brought in his life. He understands. These trials, for Christ's sake, happy are ye. Happy are ye. And the very power of Christ was bouncing all around in that home. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. First Corinthians 1:17. And I believe God has encouraged my heart that this is, by His grace, my testimony as well. I came not to baptize, but to preach the gospel of Christ. Do you hear that? I came not to baptize, but to preach the gospel of Christ. I'm here, brothers and sisters, to preach the message to be ready. To be ready, attentive to a trump, that Jesus Christ is coming. and his wife hath made herself ready. Now those that want to be bogged down in the kingdom, those that want to go out there and save the world, go knock your socks off, as they say. But as for me and my house, we're going to rightfully divide the word of truth. We are. And this is not a time of kingdom. It's not. This is a time of glory. It is so glorious. I want to hear the proposal. I want to hear Him speak those words to me day after day. And to you too. Till we all come. I want it, brothers and sisters. There's a desire in my heart that you would take this and run. That blessed is she that believed. And all of those things that the Lord had told her, He'll perform it. He'll perform these things. God, help us to leave the good. There's so much good. I understand that. But God has let us live in a day and an age of His best. Apprehend me. He's just saying to apprehend me. Throw your arms around me and me alone. Run. Run and run well. Don't be weary. Don't neglect so great salvation. As Brother Paul said, if by any means I might attain unto that out resurrection. There's a first trump. I'm leaving all that other stuff behind. Matter of fact, I left it behind some time ago. Grace of God is mighty. It's just that He has me running harder. I see that there's a lot of trials laying down. But I'm telling you, as you know about those runners, it's that last quarter mile sometimes. Sometimes they even get in the stadium in that marathon. And you'll see them fall by the wayside. You see that one running and he's almost done. And he falls down and he just can't go no further. Brothers and sisters, you can. You can. The will of God, His Spirit, the Holy Ghost, spring you right through it. Brothers and sisters, it's the finish with joy. It's the champion that comes across that tape. And he doesn't just collapse. He throws his arms up and he says, I have won. Just like he said that day on the cross. T-L-E-O, it is finished. And thanks be to God, let him give you a vision that you're going to cross it someday. Hallelujah. And your grace, your grace, your grace. Hallelujah. T-L-E-O, Lord, it is finished. Thank you, Jesus. I'm with you. I'm home. And I'm arm in arm with my beloved. Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord.
I left the glory to bring you glory. I have given you all the grace you need to finish this journey. Come after me. Love me with all your heart. Have you nothing to love? I ask of you nothing but to believe.
Oh, let's praise the Lord. Stand and praise Him. Come forth and praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name.